Ko te wā tēnei mō Heps Picks.
Yes, that's right. It's time for my favourite segment of the week. My favourite man in the world, Mr. Martin Pepperell. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Liam.
How are you?
Hey. Not bad.
Not bad?
Just sitting outside the swimming pool, waiting to go swimming after this conversation, looking at all the Halloween-themed decorations in the swimming pool.
There's nothing like Halloween at your local swimming pool, you know?
It's not something I'm familiar with, I have to be honest. It's a new thing for me, Halloween at the swimming pool. But, you know, we live in interesting times.
Do you give out candy to trick-or-treaters?
No.
Oh, cold.
There's no trick-or-treaters knocking on my door.
Right, is that... Do you just have a hard front door to access?
There's a couple of defensive mechanisms in place. Traps, you know.
I'm just saying my front door just looks out onto the street. Like, I'm going to have so many today.
Well, you should totally give them treats.
No! If there's candy in my house, I'm bloody eating it. Not giving it to children.
I see what's going on here.
Yeah, I'm selfish.
I see what's going on here. Interesting.
Hey, just by the way, for Saturday's Mighty Aotearoa Alternative Awards, you're on the door listed as my boyfriend, by the way. So.
Oh, that's great. Good stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Just so you know.
There you go. You know, it's like, what are those fucking things? It's like a rental service. Escorts.
Yes, you're my... Martin Pepperell, the escort. What a plot twist in that career.
Oh, funny. Too funny. You know, you just keep living and every year something new happens.
That's right.
Okay. Let's talk about some music.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Okay, the years were 1988 to 1994.
That's correct.
London, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Big cities, big diverse populations. You know, built up immigrant populations. The South Asian diaspora, children of immigrants or grandchildren of immigrants growing up in these cities, growing up between their traditional cultures from places like India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, you name it, and the emergent cultures in the big cities at the time. Hip hop, dance music, house techno, street soul, dub. It's an era where people are combining things, a melange, different styles coming together. And in particular, in New York and in London, you roll into this period of time that they describe as the Asian Underground, when a whole bunch of emerging South Asian producers, DJs, rappers, vocalists, bands started wondering how they could look backwards and look forwards at the same time, reaching towards the future while incorporating clear signifiers of their past,
oh,
their culture, their tradition. At the same time that this is going on a lot of places. You go to Japan at the same time, early 90s in Tokyo, dawn of the Japanese house and techno scene. Same thing going on. You go to places like Brazil, similar things happening. All the round world identity. Aotearoa at the same time, urban Pacifica. Ukuleles, log drums, traditional Polynesian singing, hip-hop beats, street soul beats, rapping. This thing's happening all around the world. This is happening everywhere. It's not happening in isolation. But today, we're talking about a compilation album, Naya Beat Volume 2, South Asian Dance and Electronic Music, 1988 to 1994.
Just rolls off the tongue, really, doesn't it?
No, it does. It's beautiful. And this rolls in very specifically. Looking at what London and New York's diasporic South Asian communities were doing, taking their traditional music, their traditional culture, and applying it in response to acid house, new beat, dub, street soul, down tempo. Traditionally speaking, this is a bit of an overlooked era.
People,
people remember the Asian underground era. People remember groups like Fundamental, Asian Dub Foundation, artists like Tarvin Singh. People know a bit about this downbeat, trip-hop, IDM-adjacent side of it. But this side of it, a little bit less discussed. People like the Jets Orchestra, the West India Company, Mantra, Asha Pookley, Bappy Lahiri, Johnny Z, Kuljit Barama. So this collection, this label, this Los Angeles-based label, Naya Beat, run by Turbito and Rags. They've been digging through this for the last 4 years after doing the first volume in the series. First volume in the series looked at the intersection between the lyric music, synth pop, disco, and South Asian traditions. This time around, like I said, we move forward. It's harder, it's more electronics, more drum machines, the like. So over the last 4 years, they've been going through the records, the cassettes, finding producers, finding their unreleased studio tapes, making this is a compilation that's a jumping off point. You get a compilation like this and you've got the basis on your hands for a DJ set and this sort of style. You've got an idea of who some of the names are. You can go out there, start looking into it, world building, you know, expanding your vision. Released digitally and on vinyl, beautiful liner notes. If you're a vinyl person, very nicely, very loud cuts. We've got Bappy Lahiri's track Rama Rama, which is one of the many fascinating and fun songs on this record.
Yeah, I frankly would. I mean, this was like my intro to it, obviously. Definitely would listen to the rest of it. Oh my God. It's quite fun.
Yeah. Yeah, well, two compilations. You know, this comes out in a few days. Naya Beat Volume 2. Like I said, there's Volume 1 also. That's more on the Balearic disco synth pop end of things. I think between both of them, it's just good to remember that the way these American and British musical traditions played out all around the world, different countries and different cultures responded and reacted to them in different ways.
Yeah,
But not everyone had the tool of empire or the universal marketing machine of Hollywood.
No.
Not everyone had the ability to be heard in the same way and at the same time. Things are a bit different now.
You said this is sort of a slightly kind of overlooked period in music history. Do you hope this re-release sort of, you know, reinvigorates it?
Well, I mean, I think it already is reinvigorating. It's just it's reinvigorating on an underground level.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's been a huge, like, renaissance over the last 5 years in terms of visibility around the broader South Asian musical community in the UK and parts of the US, I guess even Australia. It's just the whole thing's coming into focus. And
cool. Cool.
I mean, there's a whole new generation of like younger artists and musicians, and that's good. But as you unearth these sort of bits and pieces and feed them into this channel where they're going to eventually become part of the Spotify playlists, it just eliminates the foundations.
Yeah, right,
I mean, we don't talk about it, but some of the first electronic music in the world was recorded in India in the late 60s and early 70s. There was a laboratory at a university in Mumbai that had some of the first early, really big, the synthesizers that were like the size of rooms.
Oh, wow.
And there's a compilation, there's a collection out there of archival recordings that were made by music students at the time doing some soundscape, experimental electronic stuff, ahead of schedule or contemporaneous to the people doing the interesting stuff and in Europe and America at the same time. So I suppose the thing is there's some different lenses.
Yeah, yeah.
We can look at this whole thing through different lenses, and we're in a position now where we can start like examining history from these different perspectives. So,
totally, right.
Why
right.
not?
Yeah, absolutely. Damn, I'd love to hear those recordings. Anyway, this song's a banger, Martin. Thank you very much for your pick today. Do you have a busy day ahead?
Swimming, interviews.
Oh.
Swimming and interviews.
Such a hustler.
Preparation. Got to get it done.
That's right. Oh, always working hard, Martin. Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you, Liam. Enjoy the rest of your show. How do your listeners enjoy your day?
Oh, bless. And that's Mr. Martin Pepperell there talking about his pick today, Rama Rama by Bappy Lahiri. Enjoy.
Ko te wā tēnei mō Hips Picks.